Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest men to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass, which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by Thine anger, and by Thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee, our secret sins in the light of Thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in Thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of Thine anger? Even according to Thy fears, so is Thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent Thee concerning Thy servants. O satisfy us early with Thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein Thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let Thy work appear unto Thy servants, and Thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish Thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish Thou it.
The topic that I have given is, are you numbering your days? Let me ask you a question. How long are you going to live on this world? Perhaps this question is long forgotten by many people. People are thinking that they would live here for a long, long time. Because why? They are so much entangled in their daily affairs, their works, their enjoyments and everything. And as a result, the tendency is that they have totally forgotten how long they are going to live on this world. We never number our days. We expect that we can live the longer, the better. Many years ago, when Mrs. Kwan and I passed through Xi'an, China, we were there for a few days. So we were brought to the museum, or rather the pits of the Terracotta armies. Now the guide told us that, the figures and the statues here are about 6 feet, average about 6 feet high, made of clay and so on, about 2,000 or something like that. They were made by Emperor Qin of the Qin dynasty about 2,000 years ago. What happened with Emperor Qin? Now most of the people knew about that. Emperor Qin was ruling the country at the time, and he wanted to be the emperor perpetually, forever. Can men live forever? But he wanted to live forever. So as a result, he sent his emissaries to all the parts of the world in order to gather herbs that he may be able to live forever and ever and to rule forever and ever. This Emperor Qin also built the first great wall of China, followed by many others at the Ming Dynasty later on and so forth. Well, Emperor Qin wanted to live forever. But when we were at Xi'an, The guy told us that, look at the distance, the mausoleum, which the Emperor Qin was buried there. Now, beloved, we know that many people wanting to live forever and ever. But because of man's sin, our forefather Adam and Eve disobeying the commandment of God, and as a result he was being chased out of the Garden of Eden, and man being cursed that he had to work and sweat, and one day he had to die. There's no way that man can live. And so, after seeing the terracottas and the mausoleum of Emperor Qin, I had that kind of feeling that no matter how long you think that you are going to live, I think you will not be more than, perhaps more than 100 years or perhaps 100 and over. We had a church lady member of the Trinity Church where I was an elder and I preached there even today. That lady elder was 102. And then she lived such a long life. And perhaps many people thought that she was able to live more and more again, you see, but she died at the age of 102. My church member of the English service had a father. He has a father who is an elder of the Living Water Church. Today he is 104. He was able to climb trees at the age of 100. And many people thought that this old man will be able to live for many, many years to come. And today he is 104. But we do not know when he is going to be called. Because why? This is an everlasting truth, as stated in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. King Solomon said, "There's for everything there's a season. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Man cannot escape death. It is an everlasting truth." Now, Emperor Qin wanted to rule the country forever and ever, but he could not. Because God's rule and God's word says that man has to be born and man has to die. So God, to Moses, had spoken his word that man is very brief. Man's life on earth is very brief. Well, there are two things in this passage that we are able to see from verse 1 to verse 12 of Psalm number 90. First of all, the psalmist tells us of the eternity of God. The eternity of God. The psalmist tells us that God existed even before the creation of the world. Now, I was teaching cults in the FEBC, and I told the students that many people, or even the Jehovah Witnesses, said that Jesus was created. Jesus is not God, but Jesus is the Son of God. He is the creation of God. And helping God to create the others, he is the first creation of God. But that is not the truth. Because the Bible tells us that even before the creation, that he was already there. So Moses said, even before the mountains and the world were created, God was already there. So if we read Genesis chapter 1 to 3, then we'll know that God had created heaven and earth, mankind, all the creatures and the fishes in the sea, and even the universe. God had created all this. And so God was before the creation of the world. That was what was spoken by Moses. Now in Exodus chapter 3, God said to Moses, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That's what God told Moses. How could God be the God of Abraham and at the same time later on become the God of Isaac and become the God of Jacob? That means God is everlasting, even from the time of Abraham right to Jacob and so forth, and even today and for a long, long time to come, forever. So in Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 to 3, also God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob. Now he could be the God of Abraham, and he could be the God of Isaac, and could be the God of Jacob. But in this passage it tells us that God appeared unto Abraham, and later on appeared unto Isaac and appeared unto Jacob. That proves that God was there before, and God is there, and God will be at all time. Hebrews 13 verse 8 tells us of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ is the very God. He was God before. He's God today. And He will be God forever. So the passage tells us that God is everlasting. And Moses said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. There is no beginning. There is no end, O God. And that is called eternity. Well, there are many religions in the world, and they have founders and so forth. And even they worship the founders as their gods. But they kept on changing. Later on, this religion could be missing, and it's not heard anymore by people. And some other new religions being invented and so forth. And so other religions, other gods, they keep on changing and changing and changing. But our Almighty God is everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Beloved, you know that Psalm 92, the Bible says, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. It tells us that God is eternal. God is eternal. Now, another thing that the psalmist is telling you and me, not only God is everlasting, but God is also almighty. God is almighty. Why God is almighty? The psalmist clearly tells us that our lives are in the hand of God. Our lives are in the hand of God. Because they said, thou said unto men, thou turnest men to destruction, and says, return, ye children of men. So God is powerful, and our lives are in the hand of what? In the hand of God. When God says that, all right, you go, you must go. I once spoken of a parable about a very successful Persian businessman. He was of middle age, about 30 plus, and his business was so successful that he stayed in Baghdad, today's capital of Iraq. Now when one day the God of death came to see him, he said, now today I'm going to take you away with me. And he was so fearful. and thinking by himself that I'm going to live for a long, long time. I'm just over 30, and this is only the beginning of my business. I'm now very successful, but I hope to be more successful in time to come. And so he rode on a white horse and left Baghdad hurriedly and speedily to reach another northern city called Samarra. By the time when he reached Samarra, he was so happy. He said, "Now today I've already defeated the god of death. He is not able to chase after me." On the contrary, the god of death was waiting for him at the gate of the city of Samarra. Though this is a story, but it also tells us the everlasting truth of God. Our lives are in the hand of God. Do you know that? When God says that you go, then you go. When God says you stay, then you stay. Now, God is everlasting or eternal. What about men? What about men? Now, we are able to see concerning men. First of all, Moses said, 1,000 years in thy sight is but as yesterday. Just only last week, when after preaching at the Trinity Church in the morning, and then we had a tea fellowship together, I met my old classmate and old friend. He is 3 years my junior, but in the same school. Now we are talking, and said, I asked him, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm 77. I said, "I'm 80. I'm 80. And so we had a very good fellowship together. And said, "You remember when we were in the school?" He said, "Yes, yes. We were playing marble together about 70 over years ago. We played basketball together." I said, "How could you remember like that?" He told me, "It's just like yesterday. I can remember vividly, very clearly, that it was only yesterday." Now, beloved, let me tell you, whatever happened before, maybe 30, 40, 50 years, it looks like it's only yesterday. And so the Word of God says that 1,000 years in thy sight is but what? But yesterday. Time passes so quickly that you have forgotten that it's a long, long time. And it's just only a little while. It's not only that, but men's life is brief and very short. So 1,000 years in thy sight is but yesterday. Now the time passes quickly, just like yesterday. Also, there's another thing he said, that it's just like a flood that sweeping over. It's just like a flood that sweeps over. Now, in some of the history, I can only quote just only a few, because it takes a long, long time to quote many, many of the floods. In the year 1991, April the 31st, at southern Bangladesh, which is eastern Pakistan, at the Bay of Bengal, there was a tidal wave that suddenly rose up. Now people were having their fiesta at the beach. It was a sunny day, and nobody thought that there would be a giant wave rushing towards the shore. There was about 131,000 people died instantly because of the wave. Now we all know very well that in the year 2004, December the 26th, the tsunami caused by the northern Sumatra, somewhere near Aceh, there was an earthquake causing the tsunami. And the giant wave went over to about 11 countries. 225,000 died instantly. Nobody thought that they would die. People at Phuket, Many foreigners, they were enjoying their life at the beach. They live and they swim and thinking that they could enjoy life. But suddenly, it's gone. Also, again, in the year 2007, on the 13th of November, again, in the Bay of Bengal, 200,000 people died because of the tidal wave suddenly rose up. And 100,000 missing, all in all, 300,000 in a very short while. The latest one being just only this month, on the 7th of August in southern Taiwan. The Typhoon Morakot that had swept through Taiwan, southern Taiwan, and about 600 over people died instantly being covered by the flood, the mud caused by the flood. Beloved, the Word of God says that life on earth, man on earth is just like what? Like a flood. It comes instantly and you're gone. Now, life is just like what? A sleep. The Bible says that it's just like sleep at night. Whenever I go to sleep with Mrs. Kwa, and when the next morning she would call me, say, wake up, wake up. It's already 8 o'clock. I said, how could that be? I've only slept for 1 hour. In fact, I've slept for 5 or 6 hours. But it looks so short that it's only just 1 hour. So life on this earth is just like one, just asleep. You close your eyes, then you wake up again, then you think that you have slept only for just 1 hour, so forth. And I thought that I did not sleep enough. Now life is just what? Life, just like a weed, grass, a grass. That it looks very green and flush. And when you cut it down in the afternoon and so forth, it's withered. I have a very small garden, about 10 feet by 10 feet in front of my house, and I plant a few orchid plants there, and I use the spray insecticide as well as fertilizer and so forth. Now the fertilizer went through the orchid plants and went down to the ground, and the grass grew up faster than the orchid. So I had to go and cut it down. After cutting it down, I just leave it at the side there, and within 1 hour I see that the grass all withered. Our lives on earth is like that. So in Psalm 103, verse 15 and 16, David says, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. We know that our lives on earth is just like that. It passes so what? So quickly. The wind blew and then it's gone, no more. But one very important thing is that man's life, when on earth, we are constantly going through the wrath of God, according to the Bible. Why are we constantly going through the wrath of God? Because man sins. We have always sinned over and over again, and we live in the wrath of God, as according to Moses said. So the psalmist here, the main teaching of this particular psalm is that you must be able to what? To number your days. You must be able to number your days. Moses said that, teach us to number your days. If you think that you are able to live perpetually, I think that would be a very great mistake. man is not able to live forever and ever. There is a certain time that we live, and there's a certain time that we have to go. I have a very good friend who is a very famous lawyer. His business is very successful in Moa. He was also my schoolmate. But after making so much money, now he had a teenage son. And he loved the son so much, thinking that, oh, this son, I must let him enjoy whatever life he can. And so one day the son requested that I want a sport car. I want a sport car. So the father said, all right, but you must be very careful, you know, to give you a sport car. If you race, then you see, you might lose your life. After owning the sport car for just only for a month, he met an accident and died instantly. Well, I think the young man was thinking that when I own this sport car, I hope that this sport car at least can last me for 2-3 years. Then perhaps I change another one and live again, continue to own a sport car. But that is not a fact. The truth is that any time you could go, any time you could die. You could be an old man and you may die. But you may be a young man, you will also die. Nobody can tell when. So, the Bible tells us that you must be able to number your days. Now, what is the meaning of numbering our days? We never number our days because why? Because we have enjoyed so much in life. We care so much about the world. Our comfort, our necessities, our everything, our children's education, everything, all we think. But many people neglect about thinking about God. So in that case, I think you never want to number your lives. Because you hope that you are able to live on and on and on. Luke chapter 12. Verse 16 to 21 tells us about the rich fool. And Jesus said there was a rich fool who cared so much about his harvest and so forth. He had plenteous of harvest and plenty of harvest. Then he had a barn that is not able to accommodate or keep all his harvest. So what he did was, he thought that, oh, maybe I build another bigger barn so that I'm able to keep all my harvest inside there. Not thinking that life is very short, because he was thinking about his harvest and nothing else. But the Bible says, God said to him, thou fool, this night thou shalt be not as thou shalt be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Not knowing that on that very night God will call him. Beloved, man's life on earth is so brief, so short. God is eternal, but man is brief. And so Moses said, teach us the number of days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. What is the meaning of application, applicating our lives unto wisdom? That means to say we cannot solely rely on our worldly, our material needs and so forth. We must use our time while we continue to live on earth for God's work. Of course, certainly we need to eat, we need to drink, we need to work and so forth. But we must not be like the people at the time of Noah. I preached, I believe, once about the remember Lot's wife. So at the time of Noah and at the time of Lot, The Bible says that people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriages and so forth. What is wrong? What's wrong with eating and drinking? What is wrong with marrying and giving in marriages? There's nothing wrong. But trouble was that the people then had totally forgotten about what? Forgotten about God. They only cared for the world. And as a result, God is being forgotten. Now today, I think there is a very strong tendency that lies, our standard of living, and everything has improved. Science has improved, medical science have improved, and so forth, and our livings have improved. But all these worldly material needs cause you and me to forget about God. Now the psalmist says that you must number your days. Your average lifespan is 70. And if, by reason of health, you may live up to 80. Today I'm 80 years old, just past my 80th birthday. Well, I keep on numbering my days and thinking that, well, I may not have too much time to live. But well, the time that is left for me, I must quickly and be able to do as much as I'm able to, and not to be lazy and neglect. So teach us the number of days. Why are you teaching us to number our days? Because time is very precious. The time that you are going to leave this world is very short. You may not know when. It could be very suddenly. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be another year, it could be 10 years' time, 20 years' time. We do not know. But somehow or other, it is very short. You must make good use of your time while numbering your days, thinking that I have not much time to live. Then I must quickly do something for the Lord. Do you know what happened is that teach us the number of days also apply to two things. First of all, do you truly have the Lord Jesus Christ in you? Are you truly born again? If you are not, one day when the Lord comes, what happened? You miss the mark. You miss the mark, I tell you. Secondly, you may say that, no, I'm really born again. There's nothing wrong. But still, one day you have to submit your account. When the Lord comes, just like the faithful and unfaithful servant, what have you done? You will not receive your reward. Now, beloved, let us be awakened. Let us keep numbering our days and see, and just estimate how long, thinking how long are we going to live. I'm just only 30 years old. Perhaps I'm not able to live up to 50, and I have only 20 years to live. So I must make good use of the 20 years to do as much work for the Lord as possible. Let me ask you once again, are you numbering your days? Don't be ignorant and like a fool. I tell you, keep on thinking material needs and so forth and forgetting about how long you are going to live. You will be struck down suddenly like the flood, pop, and people are gone. The people, those who died, never thought that they would die so quickly. May the Lord help you and each and every one of us, that while we continue to live, irrespective of how old or how young you are, you must number your days. If not, then you see, there's a tendency that you have totally forgotten God. May the Lord help you and me. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, once again we thank Thee for the word through Moses about the eternity of the Almighty God. And If we compare that to men, men's life on earth is so brief and short. We know that we do not have very much time while we live on earth. But we must be able to number our days so that we are able to apply the time to do something for the Lord and not to be selfish, caring about our own self. May thy word continue to help each and every one of us. And may it be like a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank thee once again for thy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.